I want you to hide. That's why I'm so scared. Oh, no.
Hey, long time no see. Huh?
Yeah, long time since my size.
Yeah.
Okay, let you go over here, man.
Okay. Thank you.
Always do what Susie tells you.
Yeah, well,
Susie's the boss. Always do what she tells you.
Okay. One more picture. I'll remember that. I'll remember that. Oh, okay.
That's a cool new state right here. I want showcase my book.
I don't blame you. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
Amazing. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Portland City Council. It's a very special day for us, and it's a very special day for 30 people in this room. This is the opportunity that Portland has to honor our community heroes. We call it the Spirit of Portland Awards, and this is the 2008 version. And I am very, very pleased that we have so many fine folks here today to observe this. We have some absolutely wonderful honorees today that you will get to meet. I'll let you know how it will unfold. Myself and each of the commissioners, as you can see, we each have a stack of plaques up on the main table. We will each get up and go through the names that we have on our list. Now, they don't correspond exactly to the way they're set up in your program, so don't be too confused by it. Just go to the page, and you'll see the person that we're talking about. So I will start off, and then we will go to the mayor-elect and to the other three commissioners. And so this is a very joyous time. As the folks come up, we'll get some photographs. If you wish to say a word or two, and I emphasize word or two, that would be good. We've got 30 people to get through, and we want to make sure everybody has a chance to be recognized. So thank you for your patience, and thank you for being here today. So I'm going to start off. Boy, electricity. Today, the very first person we're going to be honoring is Rebecca Black. Rebecca, could you come forward?
Over here, Rebecca. Stand over here with me. Let me read some information to the audience. First of all, this is the award that Rebecca is receiving today. So do you mind holding this for me?
I would love to.
Thank you. I bet you would. That's good. First of all, Rebecca Black founded the Oregon Outreach, Inc., or OOI, in 1988 and has served as its executive director since its founding. Ms. Black has worked tirelessly to establish accredited, comprehensive education programs for students who face serious barriers to education, such as language, teen parenting, behavior, poverty, drugs, alcohol, and gang-related issues. She's received numerous national, state, and local honors and recognition. Today, OOI has 5 schools serving 10 school districts in the metro Portland area. Their primary task is focusing on students who've dropped out of school or who are at risk of dropping out. These students who have not found success in a traditional school setting and are succeeding through Oregon outreach school programs because of their strong academic component, counseling support, parenting program, and multiple opportunities for community service. Congratulations, Rebecca, and to OOI.
Thank you, Mayor Potter. Thank you so much for this honor. In a city that's filled with so many giving, caring people and programs, I'm really honored to be designated this year for the Spirit of Portland Award. But I'm just proud to be a part of this city. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next recipient is Sergeant Frank Gorgoni. Congratulations, Frank. This is your reward. Here, let's go ahead and hold this up for somebody. Good. Away from that hooting, it sounds like he's brought his own cheering section. That's good. Sergeant Gorgoni has been a member of the Portland Police Bureau since 1992. Sergeant Gorgoni became a Gang Resistance Education Training Officer, or GREAT, instructor in 1995. GREAT is a federally sponsored program aimed at getting officers into the classrooms of schools throughout the nation to talk with young people about making good choices. Sergeant Gorgoni has taught 44 classes, reaching over 1,600 students. He was nationally recognized after his appointment to the national training team in 1998. Sergeant Gorgoni has been the GREAT regional administrator for 5 years and has promoted and helped implement the GREAT program in communities throughout the Western United States. Sergeant Gorgoni is a passionate advocate of the GREAT program. His advocacy is one of the reasons almost 40,000 Portland Public School students have and continue to benefit from the GREAT program. Congratulations, Sergeant.
Thank you very much. And this is a team effort. I want to take this for the team because there's 55 officers that are in the schools teaching right now, and she's hiding someplace. Joanne Omagnana and Mike Press are up there somewhere. There's a lot of people that made all those kids get taught here in Portland, so thank you for the support.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to bring up somebody to help me with this next presentation. The state of Oregon is very fortunate to have a consul general from the country of Mexico. And recently, we had a new consul general appointed, and I would like him to come up so we can present this next presentation together. Consul General Romero. The next recipient is Stephen Manning. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Manning exhibits selfless dedication to protecting the rights of immigrants on a local and national level. Stephen graduated with a law degree from Northwestern School of Law at Lewis and Clark College. Since his graduation, he has chaired numerous immigration boards and panels. Stephen regularly participates with local community organizations, sharing information and support for individuals trapped in the web of immigration law. For individuals who are in fear and who have experienced often forceful and unanticipated separation from their families, Stephen and his law firm, the Immigrant Law Group, represent a source of support and relief, helping navigate a complex legal system. After the Del Monte raids in 2007, the firm coordinated legal strategy for the humane treatment of the impacted individuals and collaborated with the many amazing lawyers in Oregon and Washington who provided free screening, case assistance, and court representation on individual cases. Presently, the firm is active in coordinating United States Supreme Court litigation on a range of immigration issues. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor Potter. Portland is the 13th fastest city in the nation growing in terms of immigrant population. And this award really is a testament to Mayor Potter's vision of that you can be a Portlander, be part of our neighborhoods, be part of our city, without regard to where you're born, so long as you're working hard and wanting to be part of the society. So thank you, Mayor Potter.
This next person has been working in my office for 4 years. He's an exceptional individual. He's been a volunteer for 4 years, and for the first 2 years, I thought he was a full-time employee of the mayor's office because he puts in so much time. Russ Ryan, could you please come forward? Russ Ryan is a volunteer with the mayor's office. He began volunteering there after retiring from a career in the Bureau of Land Management in 2000. Russ started with the mayor's office in 2003 during Vera Katz's administration. He's been managing the mayor's opinion line, a telephone soapbox for Portland residents to express any and all their concerns. And believe me, they do. Week in and week out, Russ diligently transcribes every word of the opinion line and reports it back to myself and the staff. Russ continues as a volunteer throughout my administration. He plays a crucial role in keeping the mayor's office informed of public opinion, a difficult job he asked nothing for in return. I am proud today to honor this man, Russ Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor. It's an honor to be doing my part to keep a finger on the pulse of the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. This next group is a very unique group I've had the privilege of getting to know over the last few months. It's called Africa AIDS Response. And I don't know who's going to be representing. Is it Dana? Come on up, Dana. And Maria. Come on, you guys. Let's give the reward. There we go. Here, I'll talk for a few minutes, and then you folks can introduce yourselves. Africa AIDS Response is a program established under the Portland Matari Sister City Association. The program was developed to support the urgent grassroots effort to combat the spread of AIDS and to treat AIDS victims in Portland's sister city, Matari. Using the power of local action and mobilizing the generosity of Portlanders, the program raises money, which goes directly to supporting grassroots AIDS agencies, projects, and health clinics in Zimbabwe. The program, through its funding effort, raises awareness of the AIDS epidemic in Africa and the efforts of the people there to manage the epidemic. Africa AIDS Response provides the citizens of Portland with a unique opportunity for direct personal involvement and an efficient vehicle to ensure their donations make it to impacted individuals. Their work has touched the lives of thousands of people in Zimbabwe. And I can tell you, after listening to the stories of my wife who went to with a delegation to Zimbabwe a month ago, that they truly do touch people. They touch children, they touch adults, and the everyday people of Zimbabwe who have a wonderful spirit under some very difficult and trying circumstances. Congratulations.
I'm Dana Morrison, and I've had the fortune of being a volunteer and a representative of the citizens of Portland and traveling to Zimbabwe since the year 2000. Global Solidarity Around HIV is something that is very dear to my heart and to the work that I do in Portland. And to see the compassion and spirit not only in Zimbabwe but here as we build these bridges is something that I want to thank Mayor Tom Potter for supporting the Sister Cities programs and all of the work that the city does.
Thank you.
My name is Maria Cosmatatis. I'm a nurse practitioner at the HIV clinic at Multnomah County and also a member of this organization. And as we always say when we go to Mutare, it's not about us or the handful that get to go, but it's really about the people of Portland, because it really is the people of Portland connecting with the people of Mutare. And really, for me, like Dana says, it's about social justice. It's not just about HIV, but it's about social justice. And I echo that. Thank you to Mayor Potter and his wife and the delegation and the students and everybody who went with us this year, because it was a huge acknowledgement and a huge just burst of hope for the people of Zimbabwe right at this point, if any of you have been following what's going on there. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for being Africa AIDS Response.
My last presentation, and certainly not the least, is to a man that I've got to meet over the last several years because of his work in the community. He is an exceptional Portlander. He was born here, and I'm very pleased to introduce to you folks who don't know him, Mr. Larry Collins. Larry, good to see you. Normally when I, oh, here we go. Well, that's the paparazzi for you, isn't it? Normally when I see Larry, he's wearing a T-shirt. And the motto of his organization is stop pointing a finger and lend a hand. I think we could all use that advice. Larry is a native of Portland. He's a father, husband, and community activist. Mr. Collins is currently the founder and president of People of Purpose and Associates, the volunteer chairperson of the Northeast Coalition of Portland Neighborhoods, Public Safety Action Committee, volunteers with the On the Block Ministries, Right Way Ministries, and Cornerstone Community Services. Mr. Collins has been previously recognized for his efforts by the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. For the past 3 years, POPA has sponsored a neighborhood cleanup and free community lunch and concert. POPA's motto is, stop pointing a finger and lend a hand. This man does that. Thank you, Larry. You're a good man.
Wow. Well, geez, thanks, man. Appreciate that. So
he's rarely speechless. Yes.
But I promised my wife, she told me not to cry, so I'm not going to cry. But I do give honor to God, who's really turned my life around. And I think about all the decisions that I have made. But this ward represent people that are, how can you say that, want to do something but doesn't really know how. But there's an opportunity for you to change your life around. And I believe if you messed up something, you ought to clean it up. And our motto is stop pointing your finger in the hand, and thank you very much.
Just about any summer day, you can see him at one of the parks, such as Irvington Park, helping clean up the park and make it a better place for everybody. That's the end of the folks that I am presenting to. And now I'd like to introduce the mayor-elect of the city of Portland, Sam Adams.
So I'm incredibly pleased to be announcing the awards I've been chosen to present tonight, starting with this first one. A group of volunteers got together a number of years ago and planned an event the last Thursday of every month on Northeast Alberta. And it grew and it grew and it outgrew sort of the initial planning. And for months, it was on the edge of being out of control. And there was a number of sort of disagreements within the neighborhood of how to respond to it. And it took some creativity, perseverance, and it took a lot of outreach and partnership building of three folks that we're going to honor this afternoon. And if I could have Jerry and Stephanie and Lieutenant Walker please come forward. Apparently, Jerry is in Mexico, so Ellen is standing in for Jerry. Let me give you your awards first. Stephanie. And Lieutenant Walker. All right. Stephanie is ONI's Crime Prevention, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's Crime Prevention Manager, helped identify stakeholders and organize community meetings. Jerry worked with a wide array of neighborhoods to satisfy street closure requirements, working with the Portland Office of Transportation to notify businesses in Alberta, and organized a previously unorganized event. Lieutenant Walker organized support officers and imparted his considerable event expertise, and he also did it in a incredibly community-oriented policing way. So for the last 3 months, the event has been organized, the number of complaints in the neighborhood, the number of complaints from people trying to get through the neighborhood, and event goers themselves have just plummeted, and there's much more of a celebratory and relaxed mood for which the event was intended to do. So thank you all very, very much.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that there were, I would say, at least 75 people that contributed to the improvements in last Thursday. We're really just three of the people that helped out. There were, I would say, at least 40 city, county, and state employees, and at least 30 or 40 community members who contributed their ideas and their hard work. And it's really just been a terrific process, and it's something we're all very proud of. So thank you.
I want to thank the commissioner for recognizing the hard work of everybody that's associated to the last Thursday event, and I'm honored to accept this for the members of the Portland Police Bureau, the hard work that all the men and women have done in relation to this event, and for all the collaboration between Stephanie Reynolds and the community and the Portland Police Bureau, really, as the commissioner said, to take an event that needed some guidance on how it should go on in the future. And I'm glad to see that it is going to go on in the future, because I think it is a terrific event for the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Everyone in the picture? In the picture. All right. The next gentleman receiving an award, I am quite sure, is the son my parents always wanted. But instead, they had to settle for me. Let me tell you, before I invite him up, let me tell you a little bit about what he's been doing. He has been helping to launch the hospice music program. He has been willing to devote dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time every season to playing music for those who are in their final journey of life. He provides caring, compassionate presence as well as musical enjoyment for the folks who are at the hospice centers, including the Northwest Hospice Center. He plays beautifully, apparently, and shares his knowledge of the songs with who he plays for as an audience. He also is an excellent in other ways. He's was first place winner for the 2007 State Music Championships and the 89.9 All Classic Radio Young Talent Search at the age of 13 in 2005. He's also a dedicated student and National Honor Society members. I was never one of those. He has a passion for mathematics and plans to study astrophysics when he begins college in 2009. Please welcome George Wolf. Congratulations. All right, I'm smiling. You want to say anything? Right here.
I began playing guitar when I was 6 years old, and for years I practiced hours and hours. And I realized that it's not the music is not just for myself, and that I would need to play the music for other people, and that's what music is written for. It's written for other people, and it's written for enjoyment of many different people. And I really am very grateful for Hospice Care of the Northwest and Tammy Palladini, as they have acted as a means for me to share my music and my talents of throughout the city of Portland. And it's really been fantastic to be able to share it with Tammy and everyone. Thank you very much.
So the next honoree that I get to make an award to is one of the first people I met when I came to Portland to manage Vera Katz's race from mayor. I moved from Eugene, and before that, Eugene, and then Salem, Eugene, and Newport before that. So she was one of the first people I met. And when Vera took office, she was part of a group of folks who rallied then Mayor Vera Katz to turn the burned out Fred Meyer at MLK and Killingsworth into something useful, something that would serve as a, you know, a beachhead and a beacon of hope for North and Northeast Portland. And the next award winner was part of that. She followed the project through and has been with the project ever since. Please join me in welcoming Gloria McMurdy. And when I say she's been with the project ever since, I mean it. She is the owner of Reflections Coffee House, which serves as a meeting place in the community. In fact, it was the favorite hangout of the Obama crew when he was here. Did you meet Obama?
No, I did not yet.
I didn't either.
Not yet.
But when he comes to town, I'll make sure you're with me.
Okay.
All right. Reflections has been a key part of the neighborhood, holding many regular meetings of organizations like the National Association of Black Veterans and Black Artist Consortiums. It is really a place that everyone, regardless of their walk in life, regardless of their backgrounds, is made to feel welcome, and that's because of the person who owns it and runs it, from which its spirits come. Gloria, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much for this award. Reflections, to me, is a vision come true. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's helped make it possible, because it's your spirit and your vision that Reflections reflects. So thank you very much.
The next awardee is also a very powerful woman in the community, and she sits in the basement for her daytime job, but boy, you can feel her presence all the way up on the third and second floors, and sometimes her voice, because she is an advocate, whether at work or after hours. Please say hello to Jerry Williams.
Hi, my dear.
So Jerry is a survivor of prostitution and has been a Portland advocate for over 14 years. She organizes and does public presentations for environmental justice, poverty, peace, domestic violence, and many other social justice issues. She served with me on the multi-year, it seemed like a lifetime, Columbia River Crossing Vision Council. And she was one, as I was, of about, 60, 70 people around the table. And her job was to advocate for environmental justice as part of building a new crossing on the Columbia. And let me tell you, she did a great job. and sometimes up against some forces, countervening forces that did not want her to speak up, and you could see were visibly irritated. They want you to look slightly that way and act surprised. But she stuck to her guns, and I'm so glad that she did, because the Columbia River Crossing is going to be better because of her participation, and in as much a way as we can possibly muster is going to try to knit together a community that was really dug apart and divided by that freeway and that bridge. So it's an honor to work with you, and you deserve this. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much. First, I wanted to thank Lisa Lorenzo from Montevilla for nominating me. A situation came up where I was speaking at a Montevilla meeting, and I got to share my history, and instead of judging me, they found a way to utilize me in some very serious conversations about dealing with prostitution. When an organizer thinks about heaven, this is kind of what heaven looks like. All of her friends around, organizers, heaven, police, city, community, neighborhoods, all pulling together to make things happen, to win for everybody. And I want to thank you, because this is everybody.
So we've all read in the newspaper in the last couple of months the financial crisis we're all enduring, and some of the big Wall Street banks, too many, who have received hundreds of billions of dollars in bailouts from the federal government. The next awardee has not been one of those financial institutions. But they're not getting an award for that. They are getting an award because they work every day to help folks who have been outside of the financial systems of our society, who work with those that are struggling to come in from homelessness, overcome challenges that we all face from time to time. So please welcome the representatives from the Northwest Resource Federal Credit Union. This is Charlotte Chen, and let me read a little bit about what they do. In addition to what I mentioned, Northwest Resource Credit Union also supports Portland's emerging artists by providing free gallery space in their office and hosting First Thursday art shows. I've been to those. Very good stuff. These shows have helped to revitalize Old Town Chinatown by bringing more people into the neighborhood while expanding cultural awareness through the variety of art displayed. Some of the shows this year included Chinese art, animal art, which raised funds for Dub Lewis, international photography. Northwest Resource employees hold committee positions in the association, the neighborhood associations, Sustainable Business Network, and the local business associations. Thank you for being such a great model on how to be a sustaining financial enterprise, but a good civic partner. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm really, really honored to receive this recognition, and I'm really proud of all of the employees that we have that want to get out in the community and help make it a better place. Northwest Resource Credit Union has been around. It was started in 1935. I think we're one of the oldest financial institutions in the city. And we have a long history of helping out people. We also have a philosophy of using local products and services. So if you do business with us, we'll do business with you. And thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
So if you have the opportunity, like I do, to go to a lot of community events, you know that there are some community events that just stand out in terms of sort of the pop of their graphic presentation. And the next awardee is a part of the reason behind why so many community events look so good, and not only in a sort of their graphical depiction and how they're advertised, but also because he works hard behind the scenes as well to make these events come off. Please welcome Richard Kiley. Richard. So, Richard is the owner of Home Run Graphics, and he has business cards today, right?
Always.
He's volunteered his time, resources, and skills to build a stronger community in Southeast Portland. Some of the events that he's been involved with include the East Portland Chamber of Commerce's golf tournament, Fun on Foster, 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade, notice his pin right there, and the PCC International Days and Portland Teen Idol. He stepped up and raised $1,000 for the Mount Hood Little League when their equipment was stolen, and a fundraiser for the youth missions at Faith Center Christian Church. He's widely known for donating funds and the time to produce the big screen of the green movies in the parks that has brought together an estimated about 35,000 Portlanders during its time. He regularly participates in parks cleanups in Brentwood Darlington area and was a key player, shovel in hand, with his wife, Gail, and other neighborhood leaders in building the Hazleton Park for less than $26,000. We've got some other parks you can work on at that price. He believes in Portland, and he is, I can attest, absolutely unselfish in his time. Thank you for everything.
Congratulations. You want to say a few words? Oh. Thank you, David.
They say doing the right thing is its own reward, but this really is kind of a nice touch. What do you say? It sounds easy to do. It doesn't sound very easy to do, but it is when you surround yourself with good people. I've been very blessed to have people in the East Portland Chamber as my friends and mentors. I watch people like Richard Sorum and Ken Turner, who really, really kill themselves for this community to try to make businesses connect and make it a better place to live. And I really want to thank the mayor and the mayor-elect and the commissioners, especially Dan Saltzman. He was kind enough to really put it on the line, and he came as a judge to the Portland Teen Idol last year, and he was really great. And he was really a good sport about the whole thing.
What was his talent?
We're not going to go there, but he was wonderful with the kids. And the thing I like about the whole situation is that the biggest reward I got all year was watching 4,000 people in Laurelhurst Park watch The Sound of Music. But the real reward was watching 8 small children play with a little tiny puppy that would not normally connect. And because of the movies in the parks and Jeff Milkus's role in this, we've been able to put tons of people together in safe environments that are healthy and clean and fun. And they connect, which builds neighborhood associations and helps the city in all kinds of great ways. And the real person I really need to thank, or else this will not sound like an Academy Award thing, but if I don't thank my wife, I'm sleeping on the couch with the smelly dog. But she truly is the spirit and the infinite patience she has to put up with all the hours that I put in. Thank her. Yay. Thank you.
I just want to wish you all a very happy holidays and the most prosperous of New Year's next year. And we're now, he was a judge for a pop idol, and now he'll be giving
Teen Idol.
Teen Idol. And now he's going to be giving awards, City Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to welcome everybody here, but also to thank our Office of Neighborhood Involvement for all the hard work they do in organizing today's ceremony, especially Nell there. So thank you all for doing this work. My first award is a Public Involvement Award, and it's for one of our own, Loretta Young. Loretta, are you...
Congratulations. Well-deserved, well-deserved.
As I said, Loretta has worked tirelessly on social and economic issues in the minority, women, and emerging small business contracting arena for the city. And she's helped to work in the community also, supervising workforce training programs. As I said, she supervises a team in the city that's responsible for minority and women participation on construction and professional service contracts. She's a mentor to other bureau directors and community members. She helps firms to grow capacity, to create jobs, and plant roots in the community.
and she also helps first-time job seekers on apprenticeship programs and watching them get their first paycheck and support their families. Great things that we all need now. She volunteers her time with the Women in Trades program, helping women find jobs in the construction field. And this helps not only women in our community, but also the school-age kids throughout the state that they support. Loretta served as a member of the Charter Review Commission, is a member of the Native American, Hispanic, Asian, and Black Chambers of Commerce, and represents the city at many community events and trade fairs. She is also a member of the Leadership Forum, which is a group dedicated to mentorship for young African American women. So she keeps a very busy schedule. We're glad you could be here to take your award. Would you like to say something?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd just like to say thanks to all of these people who work with me from the different agencies and, of course, the Bureau of Purchases, which I couldn't do my job without. I'd like to thank all of the contractors who I've worked with over the years and those that I will work with in the future. Thank you so much for this award. Appreciate it.
Okay, the next award I'm giving is a humanitarian award, and it's for Stephen Yang, who I know is here. There you are. Congratulations. Stephen is a man of heart and passion. He's been an activist in the Portland community for many years. His efforts range from raising money for the American Red Cross in support of the earthquake in China, to working with Travel Portland to promote our city as a destination for Chinese tourists and investors. Stephen stands for change and progress. He invests and provides his time freely for the betterment of the community. His service includes, he's on the board of the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City, and he's on the board of directors of the Portland Chinese Gardens. He's a member or on the board of every conceivable committee with the name Old Town Chinatown in front of it. And he also serves on the Central Portland Police Precinct and the Advisory Committee for Urban Renewal in the River District. Stephen's activism has focused on promoting and preserving Chinese heritage, sponsoring youth service and scholarships, engaging in charitable activities, advocating for small businesses, providing social service for the community, and most importantly, acting as a liaison for the Chinese community. He's recognized and trusted by community organizations, as well as civic and governmental agencies. Stephen brings open communication, responsiveness, and to participation throughout our community for a better, more enjoyable Portland. Thank you, Stephen.
Today, I accept this award is not for myself. It's for you and the community. This award is belong to my family. Allow me to spend countless of time, hours, to serve as a volunteer to the community. This award is belong to the Chinese community for allowing me to serve and represent our Chinese community. Allow me to speak out for them. And CCPA and CACA, let me lead their organization and stand for the civil rights. This award is belong to Old Town Chinatown, like he said, is anything with Old Town Chinatown. The Neighborhood Association allow me to serve in the Neighborhood Association, Vision, Chinese Classical Garden, Business Association, ACH, NGA, and Coordination Service Advisory Committee with the police to lower the crime in Old Town Chinatown. This award is belong to the Portland Development Commission. Allow me to serve as a cultural liaison to the Chinese community. And let me to serve on North Chinatown Strategy Study and River District Urban Renewal River District Advisory Committee. I have learned so much from the PDC how to get money from them. This award is belong to the Portland Chinese Times. the Chinese newspaper media information to the Chinese population does not speak English. This award to all of you individual who have helped me, advised me to learn to how to deal with the city government. And I can see a few people here. Christine Ryan got me involved with the political arena lately during the political campaign. She reformed me into a... I'm a Republican, but she turned me into a Democratic minority leader. And a panel group, and we go out in a rainy day to ask the minority to go to vote. Yeah, and that was a very cold day, too. And I got soaked and wet. But I enjoy it. And I see Dr. Cole and, Hyder Cole. They are the one always give me advice how to deal with business with the people, but whether I need it or not, they give it to me anyway. Finally, this award is belong to the city government. Mayor Potter, Mayor-elect Adams, Commissioner Leonard, Commissioner Sossman, Commissioner Fish, and Commissioner Stan. They are willing to meet with the community, listen to the community to bring make a greater Portland. That's what the spirit of Portland all about. Thank you.
So you know how to get money from the PDC. I'm sure some people are also wondering whether you brought business cards today, Stephen. My next award, it seems like it was just a couple months ago I was in here giving him an award, is to Michael Egan. And he is getting a humanitarian award also. Come on up, Michael. Perfect.
I've been at it for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure for me to give Michael Egan this award. Michael, living from birth with cerebral palsy, was taught by his family that there was nothing he couldn't do. The belief that each member of the family had a responsibility to reach out and to care for those in need has led Michael to a life of service in the community. During his 40-year career in state service, he developed the case management and networking skills that have allowed him to excel in his volunteer service since he retired in 1999, and that was Department of Environmental Quality, right? State
here
Department.
Here in Oregon and in California.
Too many
to mention.
Too many, okay. In 2003, Michael began his career with Elders in Action as a personal advocate for seniors, and in 2006, he was elected to the commission. During the past year, and in his current role as advocacy coordinator, he sets up meetings with individual elected officials from Portland City Council, the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners, members of the state legislature, and members of Oregon's congressional delegation, so that they can hear the needs emphasized for seniors in our state. In addition to his official volunteer roles, friends and family members know that they can count on Michael Egan to listen to their personal challenges and help them find the services they need. And I know each member of the council is familiar with Michael's tireless advocacy on these issues, and my office as recently as a few days ago. So thank you, Michael.
Would you hold it for me, Dan? Thanks so much, Dan. We've got to quit meeting like this. I'm deeply humbled by this honor. However, it doesn't belong to me alone. I'm simply the custodian for the multitudes of advocates who fight daily for the rights of the disenfranchised. Happily, many of them are here in this room, and this is as much theirs as it is mine. Still, Whatever I've accomplished to date, no matter what I might achieve in the future, none would have been possible without the love, support, and counsel of Sylvia, my partner of almost 39 years, Angie, my youngest daughter, and my grandson, Elijah, who unfortunately couldn't be here because in between school and wrestling and getting ready for the band concert tonight, where he has a solo with the jazz band, he felt that he needed to rest up.
Well, he can watch this on TV.
Right. Finally, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks. Good job. Well deserved. The next award I'm giving out is one of our Independent Spirit Awards, and that goes to Linda Robinson. Come on up, Linda.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So it may surprise some to know that Linda actually is a retiree. She spends more time on civic projects than you can imagine. Her passion for civic engagement developed when she began volunteering during a midlife career change 20 years ago. Early experience as a founding member of the Columbia Slough Watershed Council and her work with Naturescaping for Clean Rivers program demonstrated the importance of citizen involvement. The earlier, the better. She advocates tirelessly for good process. While she has many volunteer interests, including the airport, urban renewal, local elections, water quality, tree preservation, invasive species, her passion and primary focus has been on parks. As a founding member of the East Portland Parks Coalition, she works knowledgeably and advocates effectively for each East Portland parks and open space. Linda also chairs the citywide parks team, the Gateway Urban Renewal Area, and the Parks Committee for the Hazelwood Neighborhood Association, too. She served on the Metro Green Spaces Policy Advisory Committee and committed countless hours to successful bond measure campaigns to acquire more open space and natural areas throughout our region, including our Portland city. So she is very active. She focuses on community building. And I just want to say you deserve this. And why don't you say a few words here?
I'll keep it to a few words. Like some of the other folks, I too have a spouse who allows me to spend all my time doing this kind of thing. And he's actually here today if you want to meet him in the reception. He doesn't come to public meetings very often, so that's unusual. And also, you know, if anyone wants to talk to me later about Gateway Green or the Gateway Urban Renewal Center or anything like that, you know, we're always looking for people who are interested and involved, and I'd be happy to talk with you about any of those projects.
Thanks, Linda. The next two awards are for community policing, and they go to Sergeant John Anderson and Officer Greg Baldwin.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Sergeant Anderson and Officer Baldwin, in the true spirit of community policing, they saw a need and they filled it. They converted an empty office space into a neighborhood police contact office where residents could meet with police, find community resources, and provide a safe place for officers patrolling in the area to eat lunch, write reports, and to meet with neighbors. With the generosity of the Rossi family, who leases the space to the Portland Police Bureau for $1 a year, the officers spent many months off duty of their off-duty time to transform this vacant space at 111th and Northeast Sandy Boulevard into a community contact office. This is an area that has seen drugs, prostitution, and other illegal activity over the years. The office serves residents and businesses in special ways. First, the presence of more police officers stopping at the office has fostered a safer feeling in the community. Second, neighbors are becoming part of the all-volunteer office, staffed by Elders in Action, and they're becoming more involved in their community. And last, businesses have gotten involved donating goods, services, and other things for the renovation effort. As one of the Elders in Action volunteers puts it so well, the new neighborhood contact office is an opportunity to put a face to a badge. Sergeant Anderson and Officer Baldwin have created a legacy that will live on in the community for many years. Congratulations.
Like a lot of remodel projects, this one took on twice as long, twice as costly and whatnot. We couldn't get it done without the Park Rose Business Association, Rex, Marcia, Joe, Jennifer Lawrence from Elders in Action for the nomination. And I'd like to thank my spouse, Susan, for allowing me to be out late at night along Sandy Boulevard actually working. And since we're involving City Council, I'd like to thank Nick Fish and Commissioner Leonard for coming to the grand opening. And if you guys weren't aware, Rex here pointed up $100 a throw to put the Commissioner Leonard in the dunk tank at least a half a dozen times. So it was good. We got pictures if anybody needs them. So. Also, my construction foreman, Greg, who taught me how to hammer a nail. So.
He didn't do too bad. I want to thank Commander Krebs and Lieutenant Alexander for their support, and also Jennifer Lawrence for, of course, the nomination and all your hard work with Elders in Action, the Park Rose Business Association, and Rex and all those that gave a lot of their time and money to put together the contact office. They are the true spirit of Portland. Thank you.
My last award is for a large business, and that's the Opus Northwest Foundation. We have somebody here from Opus Northwest?
Hey, John.
This is John Bartel with Opus Northwest. Giving back to the community is a core value for Opus. Opus Northwest and the Opus Foundation provide communities with philanthropic gifts and volunteer labor, focusing primarily on children and families. In the past year, 27 Opus Northwest employees have dedicated themselves in providing the Portland community with numerous philanthropic services. Accomplishments in 2008 include donations and over 200 volunteers' hours to the SMART program, the Oregon Historical Society, the American Cancer Society, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, the Head Start Classroom Improvements at James John Elementary and Applegate Schools, Rebuilding Together, the Sunnyside Children's Club and Sunnyside Church Community Annex Improvements to Cooch Park in Northwest Portland, and the Bridgetown Book Drive, where they raised over 8,000 books for libraries and in schools. Opus Northwest is very proud of its work with Richmond Elementary, which consisted of funding the building and building new playground structures that had an immediate transformational effect on the school and the neighborhood as a whole. Their mission is to create great real estate today and in the future. Their commitment is to help make communities where we do business better places to play, work, and raise families. Thanks, Richard.
I'd like to thank the people at Richmond Elementary for the recognition. I think it's more gratifying to know that our efforts are having their intended results. The Richmond project is one of eight projects we've completed at elementary schools and Head Start programs in the city. I think maybe one was in Washington County. The rest have been in Portland. And our next one next year is a playground improvement at Cooch Park. I want everybody to know that we can always use more volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And now I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Randy Leonard.